Hello.
Hi, Marion.
This is Marion Queen speaking.
My name is Charlie, ma'am. I'm calling you from a legal guidance group on a recording line. It's based on information that you have recently submitted, Marion, that it looks like you may qualify for the Social Security disability benefit. There's potentially up to $4,000 per month. It only takes a few minutes to find out. Is it a good time to talk to you right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not interested. I mean, when it comes to things like this, there should be approval from your medical doctor that with this health issue or with this, or because they gave me intravenous sodium chloride into my blood, into my vein, and due to yeast infection, the diagnosis to be diabetic, maybe the consequences. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not in the medical field, even though I've worked as a home nurse over 13 years in the U.S. Nobody knows and can predict the consequences. And maybe the doctors know. Because I don't see the reason why any time I go and fill application, they don't say. I went to Social Security office just to get a replacement card, and they told me there is another name attached to my name. I've lived in a shelter. Coming November is exactly 11 years. I mean, what do one expect? The more years you stayed in a shelter, the worse things it causes for, some of us. So, I mean, that is the issue. I don't know if someone else is on that Social Security number and is on disability. But I haven't been on disability. The last time someone called me from this same place I'm talking to you right now, that was last week Saturday. Last week, that's just Monday, but the holiday that you've been receiving. I said, I've never received any disability to that tune of amount. So I don't know who might have been receiving this while they kept me in, shelter for a very long period. Me and my daughter were living in a shelter when my daughter was in fourth grade. Now my daughter is in third year university. Running shelter involves money. So what are they doing? Why did they employ them? What did they do on our side? I have to go around and do whatever it has to take. And what is prolonging? I mean, my daughter couldn't even come to. I was given, he had stayed with me all these years, right from birth. I've been a single mother. I took care of her without even any public assistance or any benefit from the state. I have to remit money that I have worked. I work as a secretary with a mining company based in Ghana, in Western Ghana, but I was in the Accra office, Australia Mining Company. But they left because of the change of government. That was when I came here. I decided not to go because there was no job for me. All the job interviews I went, because of how much they pay me, they couldn't recruit me because the fear is that Marian wouldn't be paid the same way they were paying her. And when she was in their mines, her chances of living is maybe 80%. So when I came, I decided not to go because I don't have any job there, two or three, a European Union. So these are some of the things. And my daughter is on campus. He can't come because with the place that we stayed, almost over eight years, one of the shelters called Williams Ridge Family Shelter. They made it, they had a meeting, the my case manager at that time, and then the administrator who was in charge of your workers, not in charge of me. They had a meeting in my absence without me involving. Who are DHS? They are just human beings. You can't say that for DHS to come with a decision without coming out with your opinion. So when they say, such a person has stayed in a shelter for the number of years required, whose fault is it? It's not my fault. It's someone's negligence. But I went back to work 1 year, 9 months. They couldn't move us. And even with an agency again, they couldn't. All this work that I did 1 year, 9 months enabled me to even pay for my daughter's graduation when it was in middle school, MS-228, another type thing, traveling to, because when you are coming to graduate in a school, those are the, tours that you go. I paid it out of my pocket. And the child support that the father was supposed to pay, he was paying initially to direct deposit, which I requested, because on two occasions they brought a check. They just drop it at the front door of my door, which means someone can easily get access to it. So then I called the hotline and they said you can open an account and they will remit it. So they were doing that with Citibank. Less than a year, Then the father left without a word to Ghana. So they start remitting the money. And then somewhere along the line, and they gave custody to me in 2014, July 9th, from the family court in the Bronx. I live in the shelter. I mean, they transferred me to another shelter in Queens, 1 year, 2 months now, stayed there since June 10th. And from back and forth, I mean, no wonder. I've had 4 case managers. I have to go in search of looking for a place that we want to be. Well, they have recruited housing and specialists and employment. I have to go in search of a job. I was doing that on my own. So as to why they brought us, I mean, things are not realistic. Everything seems to be irrelevant. So I don't know what is going on. I mean, you see me very small, but I'm advanced in age. December coming, from 3 months now, I'll be 56. So one of the things that they put in place, so I can't ask for any disability. I mean, if I'm doing that, like my point, when it comes to my daughter wasn't born asthma, but he got the asthma because someone sprayed something when we were living in a shelter. When we went to Montefiore ER at Gun Hill, they diagnosed her to be diabetic. But when that same thing came back, a primary doctor, Dr. Robert Clark at University of Edinburgh, Montefiore, didn't give her the treatment that they gave her, and she was okay. And since then, there are people, she was not premature, but she had never been on SSI, Social Security Income. People are on SSI when they are born prematurely in this country. So unless the medical government, the medical doctor gives an approval, there are certain benefits you can't get it. And I don't know how other people are able to, make their way to get it. You know, okay. So this is all that I can say. I mean,
okay, Marian, so let me ask you this, ma'am. Is your last name Quay? Q-U-A-Y?
Quay. Yes, Q as queen, U as unity, A as an apple, Y as you, A as Edgewood.
Uh-huh, and then Y-E.
Then my first name, yes. Q-U-A-Y-E. My first name is Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, N as Nancy.
Yep, Marian, thank you. So let me, basically, ma'am, the reason I'm calling you is because you have filled that form. And I'm letting you know, ma'am, it looks like you may qualify for the Social Security Disability Benefit, but I need to ask you just a few questions, ma'am. Let me ask you, are you currently receiving or have you already applied for the SSDI or SSI? Or are you currently receiving
I have never received SSI.
Okay.
I have never applied for SSI.
Okay.
I have never applied for Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, and I've never been on it.
Okay, so that's the first question. The second question, ma'am, are you out of work due to a physical or mental condition?
No, I am not out of work due to any ailment or whatever. Like I told you, when I went back to work from December 12, 2017 to September 10, 2019, I got yeast infection, which keep on going back and forth. Eventually, I ended up going to North Central Bronx Hospital in the Bronx, and then they gave me 2 liters of sodium chloride as intravenous into my vein, my left hand, and diagnosed me to be diabetic. So since from January 8, 2020, that I was diagnosed to be diabetic, I've been on diabetic metformin. I was on high blood pressure, amlodipine, and then they added this metformin, which is G7, 500 milligram, by the doctor who declared me to be diabetic. So that's what I've been taking. So sometimes something, treatment that they give, nobody knows the end result, because sometimes when you go to apply a job and then they look, I don't know what is. That is what I can say at the moment. And I went back again to work with an agency called Golden Age Home Care from March 28, 2022 to May 27, 2022. Since I haven't worked, I've tried everything in my power. And when you go and look for a job, they say, tell them where you have gone. So if someone else is doing my job or whatever, I don't know. I can't tell. Recently, I applied for a job. I went for orientation. I applied for a job with those agencies since last year, somewhere around August, September. And they never called me. I've even forgotten about them in Thailand. So they called me just August 22nd, in the week of that August. And then they asked me to come for orientation August 22nd. So I went for orientation. And they said they will call us what we have to bring in addition to what you have presented. So this is what I can tell you at the moment. So I don't know when I'll be going back to work again, because I don't want to move from one agency to other. And then when there is a problem, you don't know who should blame. You know, so, I mean, from 22nd up to this time, it's too early to predict or to take a decision. So that is what I'm waiting for. For them to call me, then I know what to do.
Okay. Hopefully everything goes well, ma'am. Thank you very much for sharing that information, Marianne. It looks like, based on what you have told me, it looks like you may not meet the current qualification required by the legal professional that we work with for Social Security Disability Assistant. Hopefully you get the job, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. If there is a need and then whatever, because this intravenous that they give, some people think, it's always say there is an end result to it. But I mean, I pray and I believe in what God says, because it's better even if I'm working 4 hours or whatever than to depend on disability. How much do they give? Even this token of public assistance, how much do they give? I have spent so much in terms of remitting money to take care of my daughter. So she got the age of 8 that they came after me. Even that one, I didn't even want to go. But I wasn't taking any money from the state to come after me and say, go to court and let them find the father. So that's how it ended. So sometimes it all happens for a good reason. So whatever that they give, like public assistance, that they will stretch you out. If some people have 4 children, 5, and they are getting over 1,000, or someone who is American citizen, first generation, is getting over 1,000, that is fair. Me, I know I've worked so well, so hard, and got so many earnings, but then sometimes in decision making, so